Radio 98. Gord, you're on the air with David Peterson.
Morning, Wayne.
Hi, Gord.
Morning, Gord.
Mr. Peterson.
That's not Gord Walker, is it?
No, it isn't.
Well, he listens.
You're on these open line shows, you know.
Mr. Peterson, I would like to ask you the difference between the NDP and the Liberals.
Well, it's quite obvious. They're socialists and we're not.
Oh, I see. Could you define that, please?
Well, they believe in nationalization. They believe in nationalizing the resource sector. A bunch of things that we just do not believe in.
Okay, so it's really a matter of degree then, because you obviously believe in regulations and...
Some I do, absolutely. If you ask me if I believe in more environmental regulations, the answer to your question, sir, is a very clear yes.
Okay.
You'll find even that Frank Miller agrees with that. I think the question you should be asking is what's the difference between Frank Miller and the socialists? Because Frank, the latest incarnation of Frank Miller, which I'm sure you're informed on these matters, you saw in the throne speech, he agreed with 99% of the things that we'd campaigned on. How do you explain that conversion?
Well, I think it's pressure from the radical left in the Conservative Party as well as within the other three parties itself.
Well, are you saying he doesn't believe it and he just sort of gave in, or what are you telling me?
Well, I think he did give in, yes, because it's pressure from...
the kind of leadership that you think that party should exhibit?
Definitely not. Another question I'd like to get into is, if I started my own business and I am a young person, would I be able to offer my employees less than minimum wage?
The answer is no.
Why not?
Because there's minimum wage laws, and that's what they are. Minimum wage is minimum wage.
So it's completely arbitrary and subjective, so therefore...
It's not arbitrary. It's set by the government on discussion and consultation.
Well, they didn't consult me.
Well, they consult...
Just a little louder, please, David.
They consult through the public process, and members of Parliament are elected to make decisions on your behalf. I'm sure you disagree with a lot of them. Obviously, you do. All then you can do then is try to get involved in the process and try to change it.
So if I'm accepting less than minimum wage, I'm breaking the law, even though I want to, and I'm willing to do it, and I make enough money, and I live on my own, I'm still not allowed to do it.
Are you, if you're a student, or a student, the student laws are, student minimum wages are less?
No, I'm not a student.
But there are minimum wage laws that pertain to those things, but there are part-time, provisions as well, but the answer is generally minimum wage is minimum wage.
So if I'm accepting it, in other words, I would be forced to become unemployed and take a UIC.
You may not qualify for UIC.
I see. So it's better to have me not working for less than minimum wage.
You're trying to lead me into a little sort of logical trap here, which is you're entitled to do, but I don't think that what you're saying to follow is logically. No, it's better to have you working. It's better having a reason at a reasonable age, at a reasonable wage. And you're telling me that you've worked at below minimum wage?
Yes, I wanted to accept it because it was the only job available at the time,
well,
since I am disabled also.
And?
So,
and did they not hire you?
Yes, I accepted it less than minimum wage, though. So they did hire me.
And so what happened?
So I'm doing fine right now. Actually, doing better than I did, because since I did accept less than minimum wage, I was able to move up in the ladder.
That's terrific.
Gord, let's leave it there.
Okay.
Good luck, Gord.
I thank you for your call.